The opinions expressed in the lookbook are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. Welcome back to the lookbook! Woo! Oh, my
ears.
Here we explore TMU's fashion scene, dive deep into the latest trends, and get an insider look at the city's unique fashion culture. I'm your host, Beth, and today we're wrapping up the lookbook with a very special episode. For our final show, we're talking deep dive into the life of TMU fashion student, what it's really like to study fashion, how downtown Toronto influences personal style, and the challenges and rewards of pursuing a career in this dynamic industry. We're joined by Francesca.
Woo!
Yay! Welcome, Francesca.
Yay! Welcome.
Hi.
She's cute. All right. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. My name is Francesca. I go to TMU, shocker.
Wow.
And I study fashion, and I'm in my first year.
Yay. Yay. So if you're ever wondered what goes on behind the scene of the fashion degrees, how student life influences personal style, or what it's like to be surrounded by fashion 24/7. Keep listening. Hi, I'm Beth. I'm the host of the show.
I'm Robert.
I'm Annika.
And I'm Izzy.
And you're listening to
The Lookbook.
Guys, please welcome Francesca.
Wow!
So, where should we start?
Let's go into the icebreaker questions.
So, Francesca, what inspired you to pursue fashion and at TMU of all places?
Well, in short, it was boredom. So, ever since COVID, you know, everyone's just had a lot of time for themselves. And I picked up sewing and I really started to enjoy the craft and everything and just the, like, each step of the process. And it made me wonder if I could do it as a career. And I found out I could. So, And I picked TMU because I'm from Toronto and it was like the most like logical choice. But it's also the best choice in Canada, in my opinion. They have a lot of networking opportunities and everything. So,
did you have any options for school before you choosing TMU?
There was college. A lot of the colleges offer, you know, at Seneca, George Brown, pretty much most of them. There's also OCAD for textiles, but it's not really directed towards fashion. So that's why I thought TMU was the best choice.
And you said you got into sewing into like during COVID. Was there a particular reason why like you got into sewing out of all things? Or like how did you get into that?
I think it's because like crafting and arts has always been something I was into. Like I'd always cut up my clothes to alter them when I was a kid or like do tie-dye and stuff. But I just got curious of the process and I had the time to do it. So I was like, you know what, why not? And now we're here.
So cool.
Yeah.
So I think everyone has wondered about the typical day like for the fashion majors. How's your day? How's your
like routine?
Oh. Yeah.
What do you do?
What's your routine?
It's a bit chaotic. I can't lie. You have like projects on top of projects, but I think that's the fun of it. Enjoying like the process of each step, and once you're finally done, it's like so rewarding. But you could also just cram everything in like one day before the due date. But my typical day, it's really not, I wouldn't say it's, I guess, special. I feel like everyone goes through the same things just in like different fonts. Like a lawyer, like, you know, or someone studying politics is just like writing essays and stuff, whereas like I'm just like making blueprints. Like there's different levels of or different things to do.
Yeah. For the project, is it like half of them are writing classes, half of them are actual like a working thing with the hands?
For me right now, it's a lot of projects. I have to make a dress and like another garment, but I also have to do some writing and research.
Do you find like the writing portion is big or no? Because for us, at least like in first year media prod, at least like semester one, it was a lot of writing.
Yeah. Oof.
It's almost like half of the classes are like a laboratory and we actually get into like a podcast audio or graphics.
Yeah, that was it.
Second semester, we now doing cameras thing and filming actual things. What about your
First semester, there was a lot more writing, but that's because of the courses I picked. So semester one was more research-based, but there was still a bunch of projects and creativity involved.
Besides your writing classes, like, what other courses did you take already? Like, I know you mentioned something along the lines of, like designing as well.
Yeah, a lot of design this semester, especially with the required course, Refashioning History. Our final project is sort of, I guess, like, free reign, because you pretty much get to pick whatever you want. And I'm sewing and styling another outfit, mm-hmm. which is going to be super fun. I have, like,
Sounds so fun.
And everything, and I'm so excited.
Do you guys get to learn how to sew, or do you guys know already before coming to fashion?
It's not required, but I feel like if you want to sew, you would already know the foundations of mm-hmm. it. Yeah, but there's, like, so many things you could do within the program, like business, textiles, mm-hmm. fashion studies, communications. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just design, but, you know, obviously it's a part of it.
Cool.
What first sparked your interest in fashion?
Boredom. COVID. We just had a lot of time.
Like, do you remember the first piece you ever designed or altered?
The first thing I ever sewed was an IKEA bucket hat.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh,
that's so COVID era.
I know. Because I was like, huh, this looks kind of cool. I have an IKEA bag. Let's turn it into a hat.
And you still have it?
Cool. Have it? So cool.
No, I don't.
Aww. What?
It turned out okay, at least?
It was a bit tight.
It's a bit tight, but it
first
worked.
First time for yeah. everything.
Do you typically make clothes for, like, yourself or, like, your family members or friends?
Mostly myself, but I work on, like, a if you know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh.
like, if my friends ask, I'll do it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Cool.
Recently, my friend asked me to make her a quilted jacket from, like, to repurpose a quilt. And then cool. she, like, yeah,
that's pretty
turn
cool.
into a jacket.
So how long do, like, the projects usually take you?
I honestly don't have a good answer for that.
Depends.
Yeah. And it also depends on, like, how I feel. Because mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes I don't want to sew, and it just takes, like, a whole month. But then, like, one night, I just have a burst of energy to, like, finish a project, and then I finish it in that night.
Where do you usually, like, find your materials, then?
Value Village. The best spot.
Shout out to Value Village.
Shout out Value
yes,
Village.
Yes, it's
our favorite
Village.
Spot. when I go to, like, a Queen Street West, I see a lot of, like, textile fabric
yeah,
shops.
Yeah,
have
yeah.
you been
yeah,
there's
there?
A lot
yeah.
in Queen Street West.
But I don't typically buy as much, like, new textiles because I do want to consider the planet and everything.
That's true.
So I just, like, you know, secondhand.
Perfect.
The best.
I feel like you also get the most unique pieces when you get at the thrift store, like, the most unique fabrics.
Yeah.
Downtown Toronto's fashion life, studying fashion in the heart of downtown Toronto, comes with its own unique experiences. So the city is a place for creativity, but how do you think that impacts students?
How do you think, like, the environment in Toronto specifically, like, impacts, you know, like, fashion majors or just, like, fashion in general, like, mm-hmm. the culture?
It kind of feels that.
I think it impacts it in, like, a practical sense because we do have four seasons. Like, you know, in the winter, you see everybody with a puffer jacket. And then in the spring, summer, everyone's in, like, a nice shirt, maybe a midi skirt. But I feel like maybe this is a hot take. I don't know. Like, Toronto isn't that original because mm-hmm. I feel like because of the internet and, like, the hyper, I don't know how to say it.
The fixation.
Like fast, like the rapidness.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
like the how fast, like trends
yeah,
go away.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that really impacted fashion as a whole. And we don't really see, like, streetwear at, like, the secondary capitals. Like, not Paris, not New York and all of those. Like, they become almost like a pile of mush and they just, like, meld together mm-hmm. in a sense.
I mean, yeah, I kind of agree with that. Because, like, and I don't mean to disrespect, but, like, a lot of men's fashion specifically, like, that comes from, like, TikTok streetwear is very much, like, white collared shirt, button
yeah,
down,
yeah.
like
Control C, Control V.
Yeah,
everyone wears, the same thing.
Everyone wears like a black leather with like baggy jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
So, would you say you don't really think like Toronto has a very unique like fashion culture, or that they take more inspiration from like other cultures?
I think it's a bit of both. Like I do see a culture, but it's not as impactful as like obviously the fashion capitals, but.
Yeah, obviously.
It's
yeah.
more subdued. You don't see it in like the streets mm-hmm. as often, I guess. But if you, like, if you know, you know, basically.
I have a follow-up question. Like, would you say that the hype around Toronto fashion is mostly just because it's kind of just the most popularized, like, urban city, like, where we're from in Canada, if that makes sense?
Yeah, but also in a sense of conformity, as we could see with, like, the Roots sweatsuits and the Nike Tech fleece.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Nike Tech fleece goes crazy.
So do you think the city influences your personal style or creative works?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
You're just more influenced by the internet
yeah.
and other things.
And also just habits I picked up learning about minimalism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really buy clothes anymore. But it's also in a selfish sense that saying, like, oh, I can make this, and then I never do. So I just
don't. That's a privilege. I love that.
It is a privilege. But... you know, you just never get around to making those things. So I kind of just end up with a small closet anyway.
Well, I thought that's good because even with a small closet, you're able to, like, wear whatever you want, you know, style things.
Yeah, yeah, things. For sure.
For the viewers at home who, like, can't see what you're wearing, how do you describe your outfit or, like, your style?
Outfit check. Ascent? Fit check. Okay, I'm just wearing some black trousers, black long sleeve, and a gray sweater. Very simple, but very presentable.
Yeah, minimalist. Yeah. And your belt.
Yes, I do have a belt.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Would you say you wear a lot more darker colors? Because remember last time we saw you wearing all black, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that also goes into habits, because it's just easier
to have
one color group to put in the laundry.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Oh,
wow.
So you just think about also, like, the practicality of it as well.
But I do like to play with silhouettes a lot, especially in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that thing where it's like, oh, if it's not interesting in color, it has to be interesting in texture.
Yes, I have. I do agree with that to a certain extent, but there's also free will, so it doesn't really matter.
That's true.
Should we continue with, like, the fit check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Izzy, do you want to start with
me?
Your fit check? Yeah.
Okay.
You never started first.
I've never... Okay, yeah.
This is going to be fun.
I'm actually wearing, like, all of my dad's old clothes.
Yes. Shout out to his dad.
So first off, I'm wearing my vintage Ed Hardy hat that I got from my father. It's like a black hat with, like, what does it look like?
It's studded with, it's like studded. A skull and, like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Green and red. Yeah. And then I have a vintage, like, Julius and Friends shirt, a sweater that you actually can't buy anywhere anymore because their website has gone down. But yeah, this used to be, like, really popular in, like, around, like, 2000s, 2009. And it has, like, what is this, like, a pirate? So, like, the main character of Julius and Friends is, like, a monkey, and it's, like, a little pirate embroidery. And then my dad's Rockaware pants that are all beat up, but I love. And Vans, red Vans. But on top, before, when I go outside because it's a little chilly, I have, like, my white vest that goes on top.
Cool. Mm.
Robert, you
want to
go next?
I got the same old corduroy hat I always wear in all these episodes.
Brown.
It's actually blue, but okay. Anyways, on top, I have just a gray shirt and, like, a white thermal underneath that, and then baggy black jeans, and then my Docs I love. And that's about it. What are you guys laughing at my Docs? What do you mean?
What model? Do you know?
The 1461.
Okay.
Beth?
Today, I just want to give, like, a spring vibe, even if it's not a spring weather. I have this one side shoulder. I cut it myself, the sweater.
Oh, that's super nice.
Yeah. The volume maxi skirt, I got it from Zara. And
what's your necklace?
Oh, it's a beaded necklace. That's I made it myself.
I love the pink thread. Thank you. Cord.
But the design, it's not my own. I got it. I inspired by Pinterest.
Shout
out to Pinterest.
Valid.
Yeah.
And she got her haircut, by the way.
I got my haircut yesterday. It's so brand new. And it's been a while that I have my hair permed and cut as this much.
Oh, you permed it?
I permed it too.
Oh, it looks good.
Thank you. Great. And I got my popper jacket stole from my mom.
I love stealing clothes from our parents.
Yay!
All right. Funny you say that, because I stole my mom. Like, when we were supposed to record the first time, I was wearing an outfit that was, like, completely my mom's. I had her a white top from that she wore in the 2000s, and I just had, like, popular jeans. Right now, I'm like wearing like a cheetah print top, blue baggy jeans. My Timberlands, because it snowed for some reason today. I don't know why it snowed.
Same. Mother Nature scammed us.
Mother Nature scammed us. The weather was so nice last week, as we were saying. I got just a bunch of bracelets, gold necklaces, and yeah, I feel like I really accessorized today. I just, you know, I usually just accessorize when I wear like camisoles and like tank tops. I don't know if that makes, I don't know why. I just feel the need to do that more when I'm wearing like,
because it's more like more a maxi style.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump into the other section. We're going to ask some questions, so you're going to answer in the fashion major's perspective. So, yeah, because we are doing the fashion podcast, but we're still in
media production.
Yeah. So we're not fashion majors. We're just one of the opinions out
confused.
There.
Yeah.
We're just confused.
We're asking questions.
Fashion school isn't just about trends. It's about hard work, innovation, and finding your voice in a competitive industry. So, what are the biggest misconceptions about studying fashion? Like, what do you think?
Probably the creative freedom.
Really?
I guess because it's first year. Because I haven't, you know, I haven't been in TMU much yet. But I think, or at least beforehand, I expected to have full creative freedom. Which, in a sense, I do. But it's not enough. Like, I crave more of the, like, creative capital.
Maybe it's more like a theory-based and intro-based.
Yeah, for sure. But also, like, even in design, they have, like, requirements for your dress. And you can't work around those. Like, you need a zipper, you need pockets. You can't, like, omit those. Like, obviously, there's creative ways to include them.
Yeah.
But you still feel restricted.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Okay.
Do you think people look at you a certain way just because you're a fashion major? Like, have you ever gotten that? Like, have you ever met someone and been like, oh, I'm a fashion major? And they just go like, oh.
Like,
what?
What
do you mean?
No,
Because, like, sometimes when, like, because we're all art kids, right?
Yeah.
They'll go
yeah.
like, oh, I'm in media production. And they'll
like,
go,
what is that?
Oh, what is that?
I mean, media production just sounds so confusing for,
it is. Yeah.
So what do you do? And
we do
basically
stuff.
Everything. Yeah. We do audio, podcast.
We talk about fashion, I guess.
Yeah, fashion.
Yeah, we do that too.
So what's been the most exciting or challenging project you've ever worked on?
I guess right now.
The dress,
yes. I'm so excited to make the test.
You got your props.
Yes, I'm making my pattern right now to build it. It's a very complicated one. I don't know why I did that to myself, but...
It's okay. We love a challenge.
Worth it.
Yes.
Yeah. Worth it.
It'll be worth it. And then my other project I'm really excited about is my history project, and I'm making the Filipiniana terno. And I'm gonna style it in an androgynous way, because that's like the goal of my project.
What advice would you give to someone who's considering like a fashion degree or just like getting into fashion? Because I know, like, over the summer, I was trying to get into sewing too, like hemming up some shirts and pants and stuff. So, like, what kind of advice would you give for that to kind of get like better or like be more creative in a sense?
I guess knowing your purpose and place, because I also feel like it's selfish to be in this industry because it's so destructive. So just knowing how you could impact this industry better. That's not how you say it. How to make a better impact on this industry, but also just have like creative takes and perspectives. Because I feel like because of COVID, we've just seen like rinse and repeat over and over again. And it's even impacting like luxury houses and everything. But I think just knowing what you want to do to change this industry should be why you want to be in this program.
So what would you say like your purpose is, if you have an idea? That's a really big
change
question.
Change the world. I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Valid.
So like building on that, like how does fashion itself, like how does it influence your personal life? You know, just like the way you live, your personality, or even like in terms of like routine or interests, or like, how has fashion changed you from, like, the person you were before you got into it into the person you are now?
Okay, so I used to be a very... Or, like, I used to wear, like, a lot of colorful clothing because that's just what I was given. Like, you know, I'm, like, a happy little kid. And then, like, you hear the dooms of fast fashion, and I'm just like in all black. I'm like, you know that meme where with like the student ID of the, like that
the water balloon.
Yeah, that's literally me after learning about fast fashion.
Yeah. That's so funny. But fun fact, guys, like it's actually the other way around. Like the Waterloo cards, like the one where he looks really bad was first year, and the one where he looks really good is second year. But it's like good out of context. Fun fact of the day.
So are you saying that, like, do you see fashion more as, like, an art form for you specifically or more of business?
I think I see it as both. 'Cause there is, like, that expressive tone, which I want to pursue. But the practicality of fashion has always been rooted in business, or at least recent times. But I would prioritize the business aspect first because of how we built society.
Have you ever seen like the Brandy Melville documentary?
Or don't like, get me started.
So what do you think of like all of like Brandy Melville and...
Please explain. Context.
Like you can be as passionate as you want. We want to hear it. We want to hear it.
Like I get why they do it, but I feel like that...
Wait, what do they do? Someone please give me context.
Okay, so Brandy Melville like paid... the ideal model being like the like, you know, petite blonde, blue eyes,
basically they're
very
branding, yeah.
Very Eurocentric
views, yeah,
yep. And their clothing is only one size to fit that ideal body,
yeah.
And yeah,
so like what do you think of like the whole, like I want to hear all of your thoughts on like Brandy Melville and their brand.
Is he so excited?
Yeah, I want to know.
I do not support them at all. I mean, obviously, there's a demographic for petite people, but that's just not the way to do it. To idealize that silhouette, because we've already been favored, speaking as a petite person, like favored for so long. We don't need to superiorize ourselves like more. And also, I saw this like video of one of their stores in like Italy, I think, and they have like their doors so skinny that only people that like could fit over the door can go in.
Door or something like that. Yeah.
What?
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah, and like not only that, like their models, like they're pretty Eurocentric. Like obviously, nothing inherently wrong with that, but it further idealizes that the Eurocentric ideals we are suffering with and that exclude.
All right. That's the wrap up of the episode and the season of the lookbook.
Yay! Yay!
All right. Today, we explored the life of TNU fashion majors, reflected on the creative journey and politics in fashion. So after all the fashion advice and perspectives we've explored and the stories we've shared, what's next? What lessons have you learned along the way and how has fashion shaped our university experience? And thank you so much, so, so, so much for Francesca joining us.
Thank you, Francesca.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So lovely.
You literally opened our eyes.
I hope I didn't make it too scary.
No, no, I mean, that's what podcasts are for, yeah, right?
The reality of
it. Yeah. Educational.
Yeah.
Now that we've reached the end, what's been your favorite fashion moment? What style will you be rocking into the future? And most importantly, how do you think fashion trends reflect shifting political ideologies in society? Let us know.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram, The Look With TMU, for our final round of fashion inspo and behind-the-scenes content. Thank you for tuning in throughout the seasons. Catch the next adventure as we continue to celebrate fashion and style in every form. Stay stylish and keep owning your look, because your fashion tells your story. See you next time for the final time. Bye!
Bye!